Okay. All right. Thank you very much for joining. And we had a conversation back on Tesamut Aleph between Levi and Rebbe. So Levi was bothered by the Mishnah. The Mishnah lists 15 arayos, 15 prohibited situations that when the woman is both the wife of brother plus another prohibited relation. She's also, let's say, the daughter, or she's also the daughter-in-law or mother-in-law, then the erva, the prohibited relation, knocks out the connection of Yibum. There's no chalitza, there's no Yibum. That's the Mishnah 15 Arayo. So Levi asked, why does it mention 15? The Mishnah should say 16. So Rebbe's response was, I think this man doesn't have a brain in his head. So he was clearly very upset at the question. So the question is, why was he so upset with the question? So the Gemara in Tesamut Aleph had said like this, first idea. My daitach, what are you thinking? That the 16th erva that should have been mentioned would have been mother. That a person who is the child of an act of rape, his father raped somebody, and then his brother from the same father married this woman. So the brother married the rape victim of his father.
It doesn't have to be rape. I mean, when we say rape, because it's my son who's sucked up. Seduction.
Okay.
Together.
Yeah, right.
In general,
in other words,
have to be a,
there was no marriage.
Yeah, no marriage.
There was no marriage, yeah. Right? There was no marriage.
In today's day and age, it can happen.
Unfortunately. Right? So again, you have a father. He has two sons. And then Nebuch, he impregnates a woman without it being a marriage.
And girlfriend.
And then that girlfriend gives birth to a girl. So one of his sons marries the woman that he had had relations with, marries his girlfriend. So according to those views that hold that there's no prohibition, right? So in the case of Anusas Aviv, so then if the brother dies without kids, right, you could actually, again, let's say you have a father, right? He has one son. Then he has an affair with a woman, and with that affair, he has another son. Then that woman, who was never married to the father, now goes and marries the first son of the father. And now that son dies without kids. This woman now falls to Yibum to her son. So that should have been mentioned in the Mishnah, the case of Imo, case of mother. So the Gemara had said, Rebbe said to Levi, this is ridiculous, because this is something which is an argument. There's an argument between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbanan. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're not allowed to do this. A man's not allowed to marry the woman that his father had relations with. So the Mishnah is not going to get involved in a machlokas. The Gemara says, is that really true? The Mishnah doesn't get involved in machlokasim. Mishnayos talk about isurei lav, a woman that's prohibited only with a prohibition, with a lav. That's a machlokas. Yisurim drabanan. So the Gemara says, okay, this parak doesn't deal with machlokas. But at the end of the parak, we actually have a machlokas about the law of our Mishnah, about Saras Erva, the co-wife of an Erva. The Gemara says, okay, but that's Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel doesn't really count. So then the Gemara says, is it really true that the Mishnah doesn't deal with machlokas? So this is the very last line here on Tesamut Aleph. One of the cases in the Mishnah is that the Erva, is that this woman who falls to Yibum to her husband's brother, she had once been married to another brother, and that brother had never lived in the world together with this brother. Now that is the Pligi Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan. That's actually a subject of a machlokas. Rabbi Shimon disagrees with our Mishnah. Rabbi Shimon says, Eishas Achiv, Shalohayah Ba'olamo gets Chalitza. Our Mishnah says that she exempts from chalitza and from yibum. V'katani, and that was listed. Answer the Gemara, according to Rebbe, we're in the top here of Testament Beis, b'nolad ulvasof yibim, the case of Eshes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo, was that this third brother was born after the death of the first brother, and that this brother existed in the world when the widow was a zakuka. And then the second brother did the yibum to that woman. And there, lo pligi Rabbi Shimon. There Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue. Rabbi Shimon only holds that if the brother number two would have married the widow of brother number one, and then brother number three is born, since by the time brother number three comes into the world, this woman is really married to a brother who, in theory, will become permitted to him if this brother dies without kids. So then there's no such thing as Eishes Achiv Shlohaya Ba'olamo. But that's not what happened here. Here, she was a zakuka to this little baby. There, Rabbi Shimon doesn't argue. Ask the Gemara, Vam Rabbi Shaya, Chalakai Rabbi Shimon, Af Barishona. But Rabbi Shaya says Rabbi Shimon did argue even in that case. As the Gemara, Yitosef Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya was disproven.
But the girlfriend of the father.
Yeah.
Did she ever get pregnant from the father?
Yeah. Yeah, she had the boy.
And now the sons are marrying her? Isn't that...
Yeah, that's okay. According to the Rabbanan, it's okay. According to the Rabbanan, it's okay. She's a girlfriend. She's not a wife.
The only thing is missing is a Hancock, and that's it. The Hancock allows all these things happening.
Yeah. So now the Gemara asks, again, Rebbe is arguing with Levi. Okay. Levi is saying we should have 16 cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah should also talk about a person's mother showing up to him for Yibum, and the mother exempting herself and the co-wife from Yibum. How would you have a case of a person's mother showing up to him? You know, somebody's father's wife is prohibited to all the brothers. And so she wasn't a wife. She was just whatever, girlfriend, a rape victim. Says the Gemara, V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. But didn't Rav Yehuda say the name of Rav? That's, we'll start again here. We're on the third or the fourth line here on Testament Beis. Again, is Rebbe right that the Mishnah doesn't deal with laws that are disputed? V'amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. But we know that Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav to explain one of our Mishnayos. V'chein Tani Reb Chiya. And Reb Chiya taught this as a brisa to explain a Mishnah. That the subject of the third perek, v'kulan anikori behen, the subject of the third perek will apply to all 15 arayos of our Mishnah. V'kulan in all of them, anikori behen, I could read about them, that you would have a situation of asura lezem mutaras lezem. The one prohibited to one brother is actually permitted to the other brother. And the other one is prohibited to the other brother, but Mutaras Lazar permitted to this brother. And therefore, Achosa, her sister, Shehi Yevimta, who was also her sister-in-law, Choletzas Omis Yabemes, can do Chalitza or Yibum. So, the third parak begins with the following scenario. We know that one of the Arayos, it's sort of the main erva, the main prohibited relation, is the sister of wife, Achos Isha. Because that's what the Torah says, the word Aleha, Aleha is Yibum. That's what the Torah says, that there's a prohibition despite the fact that there's Yibum. Okay. Now, if Reuven is married to Rachel, right, he's literally married to Rachel, and his brother Shimon was married to Leah, to his wife's sister. Now Shimon dies. Leah doesn't have any Zika to Reuven. Because Leah is a sister of wife. There's an erva here. There's a very high prohibition. What happens if you have three brothers? You have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters. And Reuven and Shimon both die. So the husbands of the sisters die. So now you don't have a sister of wife. You have a sister of the zakuka. The moment there's a death, so that creates a certain bond between the widow and the brother. That's called Zika. That bond is Zika. Zika is a little bit like a marriage. So what happens if you have, you know, here you have the brother, and this woman that's coming to him, She's not the sister of his wife, she's the sister of his zakuka. So that also he can't marry. It's looks like sister of wife. Midrabanan, he's not allowed to marry. So now the Mishnah says, what happens if we have the following case? We have four brothers. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon are married to sisters, Rachel and Leah. Now, how did Reuven and Shimon marry sisters? It would have to be that they are not related to Reuven and Shimon. Right? These women are, let's say, sisters from the same mother. And they marry Reuven and Shimon, who are brothers from the same father. So Reuven and Shimon, they marry sisters. And then they have another two brothers, Levi and Yehuda. So Reuven and Shimon die without kids. So their wives, Rachel and Leah, fall to Yibum to Levi and Yehuda. So Levi can't marry Rachel, because marrying Rachel would be the sister of his Zakuka. Levi can't marry Leah, because Leah is the sister of his Zakuka. Yehuda can't marry Rachel, because Rachel is the sister of the Zakuka. And Yehuda can't marry Leah, because Leah is the sister of the Zakuka. So they can't get married because it's Sachos Kukasa. Now, what happens if one of these sisters is also an erva, is a prohibited relation to the brother? Let's say, this will be an easy case. Let's say the sister is also the mother-in-law of Levi. So now, if Rachel is also the mother-in-law of Levi, so there's no Zika between Levi and Rachel. So if there's no Zika to her, so her sister, Leah, is not the sister of the Zakuka. There is no Zika. So the Mishnah said, what happens if you had two sisters? One is an erva to Levi. Rachel is an erva to Levi. And the other sister, Leah, is an erva to Yehuda. So now both Levi and Yehuda can go ahead with either Yibum or Chalitza on the sister, because it's not a sister of a Zakuka, because each one only has one sister being Zakuk to them. The other sister is not Zakuk to them because she's an Erva to this one, and not an Erva to the other one. So that was the law of the Mishnah, right? It's easy to understand in the case of mother-in-law. But now we have explanations of that Mishnah. Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav, and Rav Chiya said, as a Brisa, that this law, that a one sister may have been an erva to one surviving brother and permitted to the other brother, and the other sister was an erva to the other brother but permitted to this brother, this law applies to all 15 arayos of the Mishnah. It applies to all 15 arayos of the Mishnah. So the Gemara is going to say, if it applies to all 15 arayos of the Mishnah, that means we are taking a stand on a machlokas. And here's where the Gemara says that. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda mitargim, Rabbi Yehuda amarav. Rabbi Yehuda explained the words of Rav and Rapia. When that Mishnah says that one sister might be an erva to one and the other sister an erva to the other, that's michamoso ve'elach. That's talking about the last nine arayos in the Mishnah. Mother-in-law, mother of mother-in-law, mother of father-in-law, the wife of brother from the same mother, sister of mother. But avoshita bavi dereisha, but the first six cases, namely daughter and two granddaughters, right? The daughter of son and the daughter of daughter, or wife's daughter and the wife's son's daughter or wife's daughter's daughter. Avoshita bavi dereisha, the six cases of the beginning, lo, they're not in that rule that one could be usser to one brother and mutter to the other one, and the other one is mutter to the other one is usser to the other brother and mutter to this one. My time or why? Kivin debito, right? The first of the 15 arayos is daughter. So what would be the case where you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda? Reuven and Shimon were married to sisters, to Rachel and Leah. And Rachel would be the daughter of Levi, but not the daughter of, right? She'd be the daughter of Levi, and she'd be prohibited to Levi because she's a daughter. Whereas her sister, her sister Leah is the daughter of Yehuda. And how do you have two sisters? One sister is the daughter of Levi, and the other sister is the daughter of Yehuda. They're sisters. So you have to say that they're sisters from the same mother. They have to be sisters from the same mother. But they can't share the same father. Because if they share the same father, then one's not the daughter of Levi and the other one the daughter of Yehuda. They're both either the daughters of Levi or of Yehuda. So, the case of daughter would have to be ba'onsin mishkachasla. It'd have to be a case of a marriage out of wedlock. That would have to be the case. So you'd have to have a situation where there's a woman who's not married to somebody, and because she's not married to, let's say, she's not married, and Levi has relations with her. And when Levi has relations with her, she gives birth to a girl. Then Nebuch, Levi's brother, Yehuda, also has relations with this woman. And Yehuda, with this woman, gives birth to another girl. So now you have two girls who are share a mother. So they're sisters from a mother, but they have different fathers. And these two girls went and married their uncles. One of them married Reuven, and one of them married Shimon. Reuven and Shimon both die without kids. So now you have a situation of sisters falling to Yibum. And one sister is the daughter of Levi, and the other sister is the daughter of Yehuda. That would be the case. But, b'nisuin, lo mishkachasla. But if Levi fully married a woman and gave birth to a daughter, Yehuda can't marry this woman and give birth to a daughter. Because this woman is Eshes Ach, the wife of brother. Man's not allowed to marry the wife of brother, even after she gets divorced. So the first case of the Mishnah, if you're going to say that the case, the 15 cases of Mishnah Aleph also apply to the third chapter, then you have to say that one of the cases, you'll have to say Bito, is dealing with a case of Onus. Right? But Benesuin, but, so that's what you'd have to say. And now the reason why we don't want to say that is, B'nisuin kamayri ba'onsin lo kamayri. Mishnayos don't want to talk about a case that's only possible through ones, only possible through a rape. You know, even though we did say that Bito, his daughter, refers to Bito me'anusaso, but it also could be Bito me'ishto. It could apply both ways. We don't want to have the Mishnah dealing with only ones. Okay, so that's why the first case.
A half-sister can fall to.
Yeah.
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 She married her brother. Her uncle.
Now, that was the first line. V'avaye mitargim. Now, Avaye, though, explained when Rav said that he said that the Mishnah on the third parak deals with all the 15 arayos of the Mishnah on the first parak. Af bito. And it's even talking about a case where the sisters are daughters. The sisters that fall to Yibum, to Levi, and Yehuda. Our daughters, and even though that's talking about a case, obviously, where they're daughters because of rape, af pito me'anusasa, even dashkuch mishkachasla, since you could have a scenario of the wife of brother also being the erva because she is the daughter, so you buy me now since have you. Okay, so we consider the Mishnah talking about a case of rape, that's fine. You buy me now nesuin tevi. Other cases we can say are based on nesuin. But then Abaye said that this law, that whatever we have in our Mishnah applies to the case of the two sisters, doesn't apply to all 15 cases. But to say that the sisters, in addition to being sisters to each other, also have riding on them the prohibition of having been married to a brother who once didn't live in the world, with these brothers who are Yevamin, that not. My time. Abaye said, why is that not applying to the third, to the Mishnah of the third parak? Cave under the Rabbi Shimon under Mishkachasla. To have such a scenario where a woman who was married to a brother and that brother didn't coexist with this brother, that she would be prohibited to one brother, to Levi, but permitted to another brother, to Yehuda, that's only possible according to Rabbi Shimon. And the Rabbanan lo mishkachasla. It's not possible according to the Rabbanan. Because again, according to Rabbi Shimon, and therefore, the Bepluktah lo kamai, Mishnayos don't want to deal with cases of machlokas. Again, that's Rabbi's point, that Mishnayos don't want to deal with a case of machlokas. Now, why is this only true according to Rabbi Shimon? Because Rabbi Shimon says that Eishes Achiv Shlohayo Ba'olamo only creates a prohibition if the child is born before the Yavama married the Yavam. But if the brother married her, and then the third brother is born, then she is permitted to brother number three when brother number two dies. So therefore, according...
If brother number one is not qualified, he doesn't knock out all the other brothers, just like on the woman's side?
No. So he doesn't. So this is, again, according to Rabbi Shimon, he does not. Because according to Rabbi Shimon, let's say you have two brothers. That's it. And then one brother dies. And now this woman marries the second brother. And now after she married the second brother, a third brother is born. According to Rabbi Shimon, she's permitted to the third brother. If the second brother dies, she is permitted to brother number three.
Whereas on the woman's side, it would knock all of them, all the wives, right? If one is not qualified.
So she would be allowed to marry brother number three. So now according to him, you can have the law of sisters even with this case of Eishes Ach Shlohayo Ba'olamo. Let's say you have...
We're talking about half-sisters, right?
Yeah, of course, only half-sisters. You have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda that are brothers. Rachel and Leah are sisters. Reuven married Rachel. Shimon married Leah. Reuven now dies without children. So Rachel falls to three brothers to Yibum. And then Yisachar is born. So now Rachel, the wife of Reuven, was prohibited to Yisachar because Yisachar existed with her being a zakuka. Then she marries Levi. Now, after she marries Levi, now Levi dies without kids. And now a fourth or sixth brother is born. So here you could have a situation where the sisters, the two sisters, one was married to a brother that never lived in the world towards brother number five. Because when brother number five was born, she was a zakuka to brother number five. But to brother number six, she's permitted, because by the time brother number six came around, she was already married to brother number three. And the other one will be an Eishes Ach Shlohayo Ba'olamo to brother number six, because he was born when she was zakuka to them. So then you could have two sisters that also have riding on them the erva of Eishes Ach Shlohayo Ba'olamo. But that's only according to Rabbi Shimon, and we're not going to list machloks. However, Rav Safra Matargim, Rav Safra said that this law, that the two sisters might also be arayos, one an erva to one brother, one the erva to the other brother. Rav Safra Matargim, Rav Safra explained that af ba'eishas achiv shlohayo ba'olamo, that could even be with the erva of wife of brother that didn't coexist with this brother. And mishkachas la, right, and it can turn out b'shita achin with six brothers, as we just said, alibad Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon. The simanach, on the way to remember it is, Mace, brother number one, died. And before Yibum was done to that wife, Nolad, brother number five was born. Then V'yibim, then brother number three did Yibum on wife, on sister number one. Then brother number two died, Mace. And then after brother number two died, when the sister is a zakuka, Nolad, that's when brother number six was born. And then V'yibim, and then brother number four married the wife of brother number two. And then brother number three and brother number four both die. So now you have a situation of sisters falling to Yibum, but really not, because one is Eishes Achav Shlohaya Ba'olamo to one, and the other one is Eishes Achav Shlohaya Ba'olamo to the other. So now, according to Rav Safra, Rabbi Chiya is saying that Mishnah later of the two sisters who are also Arayos is following the view of Rabbi Shimon and not the Chachamim. So, and Rabbi Chiya was saying that on our Mishnah. So that means that our Mishnah is talking about things that are machlokas. So if our Mishnah is talking about things that are machlokas, then Levi is right. The Mishnah could have mentioned a case of Erva, where the Erva that's coming to the Yibum is the mother, because it's a child born out of wedlock. Answer the Gemara. It's Rebbe, you didn't like this. The Rebbe, Ani Klali Leslu, Rebbe doesn't hold of this. Rebbe doesn't hold that the Mishnah over there is referring to all 15 cases of the Mishnah over here. He doesn't hold of these things. He holds that our Mishnayos don't deal with machlokas. They're not following the view of Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara, Rav Ada Karchina, Kamed Rav Kahana Amar Mishmei de Rava. He said a different thing in the name of Rava. Olam Islay the Rabbi Hani Klali. Rabbi agrees that this rule, the 15 cases of Mishnah number 1, apply to the third parak's first Mishnah. He agrees to that. But nevertheless, Achi Karmelay, this is why Rabbi says to Levi, you don't have a brain by asking this question. Because Rabbi's saying like this, Atu anus, ima anusas aviv, to say that the Mishnah should have a 16th case, a case of mother who was the rape victim of the father. There you can't have the later case. So b'chad mishkachaslu. So you couldn't have the case of the two sisters then. You couldn't have the case of the two sisters in the beginning of the third parak, right? The case of the two sisters, that the two sisters fall to Yibum to brothers, and one of them, let's say, is the daughter of one, and one is the daughter of the other, right? Or one is the daughter-in-law of one, is the daughter-in-law of the other, right? That's the case of the two sisters. But if you're going to say that one of the Arayas of our Mishnah is mother, you can't have a situation of two sisters who are also mothers to brothers 3 and 4. Because b'chad mishkachasla, one of them might be, you could have one Isser here. You could have maybe the Isser of mother, but you couldn't have the Isser of sisters. You can't have two Yavamos that are sisters from two brothers, and one is the mother of brother number 3, and one is the mother of brother number 4. Why? Because I Yaakov shtei achayos anas. Let's say Yaakov forces two sisters, right? He forces Leah to have relations with him, and he forces Rachel to have relations with him. Rachel gives birth to Levi, and Leah gives birth to Yehuda. Now Yaakov has from another wife two sons, Reuben and Shimon. So now it comes out that Reuben and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda, are brothers from the same father. And now Reuven marries Rachel, who was raped by his father, the mother of Levi. And Shimon married the sister, Leah, who was also raped by his father, the mother of Levi. The mother of Yehuda, I mean. Now, Reuben and Shimon die without kids. So now, Achoso, she gave him to Mishkachasla. Okay, you can have two sisters falling to Yibum. But Asura Lezeh, Muteres Lezeh, lo Mishkachasla. But you don't have one sister being prohibited to one and the other sister being prohibited to that one. Because the same way these sisters are, right, it's the same way Levi can't have relations with, you know, Reuven's wife. Because Reuven's wife is his mother. But Levi also can't have relations with Leah, because Leah is the sister of his mother. His aunt, and a man's not allowed to have relations with his aunt. Ishte nachrios anas, and if Yaakov raped two women that weren't related to each other, then asur lazem muteres lazem mishkachasla, so then you could have, you know, one woman is the mother of one, the other woman is the mother of the other, But then you don't have two sisters who are Yevamos falling. Rav Ashi gave another answer. La'olam lesle the Rebbe Haniklali. Rebbe doesn't hold of all the different rules that whatever applies to our Mishnah applies to the Mishnah in the beginning of the third Perek. Rebbe doesn't hold of all that. And in addition, Beplukta Kamairi, Mishnayos will deal with cases that are disputed. So then, Umay Kimeduma Nishen Lamach Bekad Kadu De Kamerle. Why was Rebbe so upset at Levi? He said, I think he doesn't have a brain. Hachi Kamerle, this is what he's telling him. My time, lo diakta masnisen. How could you think that this Mishnah should be talking about a woman who is mother falling to Yibum to her son because she was raped by the father? How could you say that? Masnisen Rebihi. The Mishnayos of our Perek follow the view of Rabbi Yehuda that a man is not allowed to marry a woman whom his father had relations with. So therefore the Mishnah is clearly not talking about Anusas Aviv, because according to our Mishnah, that woman was prohibited to his brothers because she was the victim of rape of his father, even if she's not a mother. So then it's not a case. Says the Gemara, how do we know that our Mishnayos follow Rabbi Yehuda? The Katani, because we have the next Mishnah. The next Mishnah says in Daf Yud Gimel, Sheish Arayos Chamuros Me'elu. There are another six Arayos that are stricter than the 15. Why are they stricter? Ipnei Sheinesuos Lacherim, they can't marry a brother. They can only marry others. Since they're not married to a brother, Tzaros and Mutaros, the co-wives of these Arayos are permitted. What are these? Emo, a man's mother. Right? A man's mother cannot be married to his brother because either the mother is also the mother of the brother, or if his father was married to this woman, the mother is the wife of father. And wife of father is prohibited to all the children. All the children can't marry the wife of their father. The Torah says a man can't marry the wife of father. Or Esha Saviv, or the wife of father, Achos Saviv, the aunt, the sister of father, Achosu Me'imo, sister from the same mother, Achosu Me'aviv, the sister from the same father, Esha Sachi Aviv, the wife of the brothers of father, Esha Achiv Me'aviv, the wife of the brother from the same father. So now, Me'imo, this case, when it says that a mother can't be married to the other brothers. If there was a marriage between this woman and the father, that's the case of wife of father. It must mean the woman was raped by father. And what did the Mishnah say? They can marry the other sib. They can marry other people. They can't marry the brothers. Who holds of this? That any woman who has relations with a man, she's now prohibited to that man's sons. That's Rabbi Yehuda Dasar Banusa Saviv. So therefore, Mishumachi Lo Tanila. That's what the Mishnah doesn't talk about his mother, who's Anusa Saviv, because that's the situation which can't be. Amar Le'Avina Le'Ravashi. Ravina said to Ravashi, the Rabbi Yehuda Nami Mishkachasla. Even according to Rabbi Yehuda, though, it's possible to talk about a situation where a woman falls to Yibum and she is the mother of the person she fell to Yibum to. And what's that? Tiavar Venasiv. Let's say the brother violated the law. He wasn't supposed to marry the woman whom his father had relations with, but he went ahead and did it anyway. Because according to Rav Yehuda, it's only an Isser Lav. So the Gemara says, the Elo Katani. The Mishnah's not listing cases where if a person did an Isser. That's not what the Mishnah's listing. Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. Rav Ashi said to Rav Kahana, below the Inami Mishkach Hasla. Even without a person choosing to do an Isser, you can have a case of a mother falling to Yibum. That would be the case like this. Yaakov Anas Kalasa. Yaakov raped Sarah.
So Yaakov did this.
Yes, Yaakov. Yaakov raped Sarah, the wife of Reuven. So Yaakov raped his daughter-in-law. For Holid Bimena Ben. Now there's a child. Now that child is a mamzer. I'll call that child Reuven, Shimon. So Shimon is the brother of his uncle. He's the brother of his uncle. So Yaakov raped the daughter-in-law and gave birth to Shimon. Umeis Reuven below Banim. And now Reuven dies without children. V'naflala kamei bra. So now Reuven's wife, Sarah, falls to Yibum, to her son. So Migdi Asira, since she would be exempt. Rasanami Asira, her Karev would be exempt. Amarle, so again, Rav Kahana answered, the reason why Levi's not right, we're not going to list this case in the Mishnah, is Bachvasa de Atera Kamairi, Bachvasa de Isura lo Kamairi. The Mishnah's talking about brothers who are permitted to each other, not brothers that are prohibited to each other. You know, it's a mamzer. We're not talking about mamzer. Bafal Peking. Now, even though Rebbe responded so harshly to Levi, Badka Levi Masnise. Levi did change his own Mishnah. The Tani Levi. Levi used to read his Mishnah like this. Imo, person's mother, Paman Potera Sarasa, sometimes will exempt the co-wife. Upamina Potera Sarasa, sometimes will not exempt the co-wife. Ketzad, that's the case. Haisa Imo Nesuas Aviv, if it's his mother because the father was married to her. Venise Slachiv Me Aviv, and then she married a brother from father. That didn't work because that's Eshes Av. Zui Imo Shein Poteres Sarasa. There was never any marriage with her. That does not exempt the co-wife. But Haisa Imo Anusas Aviv. But if it's mother, because his father had relations with her out of wedlock, Venise Slachiv Me Aviv, and then she married his brother from the same father, and the brother was allowed to do it because he's allowed to marry the woman that his father had relations with, or even if he wasn't allowed to do it, it's just a lav, and he went ahead and violated the lav. Omeis, now the brother died, so Kedushin were tofes, so we imo shepoteres es terasa. That's the case of mother that does exempt a co-wife. And even though our Mishnah lists 15 women, yeshlanu lahosef sheish esrei kigonzu, we should add a 16th, which is this case. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, on Shabbos, we're going to catch up.